Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning into Rhema Remnant Radio, a broadcast designed with the minister in mind. Stay tuned for a special message from Elder LaVon Breland.
Want to work for a kingdom organization? Have regular phone and internet access? Have a creative mind? Willing to give God your best? Congratulations! You are qualified to join our team. Urban Glory Campaigns is a faith-based corporation for global leadership. Our organization aims to minister to industries, communities, congregations, and cultures that do not look to the organization because of its religious background, but to the principles taught by our founder that reaches the very hearts of mankind regardless of religious, political or socioeconomic backgrounds. With deep-rooted convictions, our message is a provoker of change. Experience the glory.
Coming to your community is the Word and Power Packed Rhema Group University meeting. Call 641-715-3800, extension 91120. That's 641-715-3800, extension 91120 for more info.
Thank you for listening to USWAT Radio. This is Helena Olivia, President of Urban Glory Campaign. Airing tonight is a special broadcast. We look forward to our audience expanding globally and the glorious gospel and doctrine of Christ continually stirred in the hearts of kingdom leaders across the globe. If you would like to partner with us, whether it's with a monthly or a one-time contribution, we appreciate your giving. Visit our website at www.urbanglorycampaigns.web.com and go to our partners page. That's www.urbanglorycampaigns.web.com and go to our partners page. Stay tuned for tonight's broadcast.
Well, hello there, Rhema Remnant Radio listeners. This is Selena Olivia, President of Urban Glory Campaign and host of Spirit Straight Talk Radio, coming in tonight. We're starting a new regimen. The last two sessions of each month, you'll be hearing my voice and some teachings of series that the Lord has placed on my heart for the kingdom leaders of our churches, starting this month. And tonight, we will be discussing divine health, and on Thursdays, on the last Thursday, we'll be discussing practical ministry, a series that we visited early, toward like the mid-year of 2009. We're going to revisit that here in 2010 and carry it on at least the first half of the year and deal with ministry practicum. How do we apply what we're expected to do in ministry? Tonight we're dealing with divine health, a subject that is so precious to God, it should be precious to us and dealt with accordingly. Scripture talks about divine health, not just healing, but us operating and living in health and wellness in our mind, our body, and our spirit. For He's given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. And as He has given us those things, we must use the principles, the Word of God, all that He has given us, the power that He's invested in us, in our spirit, we're one with Him. Why would we be sick? Why should we be sick? Why are we dying from cancer? Why are we dying from diabetes? Why are we, the children of God, not only the children of God, but the leaders of the kingdom, dying from diseases? We have the power and we have the right to leave here when we have finished our course, like Paul said, and after we have run our portion of the race, and we say it is finished, at that point, we have the right to leave and we have the option, and we have the privilege to leave them when we are done our part. If you are listening online and you need to leave your computer for any reason, you can also listen by phone at 646-595-4877. Again, that's 646-595-4877. Men and women of God, let's have a quick word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this time of fellowship and this time of looking at a subject that, again, is so dear to you. You wish above all things that we prosper and be in health even as our souls prosper. You want us, our entire man, to be entire, as your word says, and wanting nothing. And we thank you for the principles and the power that you have given us by your spirit and by your word. And we take the time, knowing that it is dear to you, we take it as dear to us, to develop our mind and our spirit in this area so that we can apply it, that we, after we're converted, will strengthen our brethren, particularly the congregation that we lead. We lead them not only by example, but also by application and giving them what you have given us. We cannot give them what we have not first received. And we thank you that we take the time right now at your table and receive from you tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, in this Divine Health series, we're going to deal with the prosperity of the spirit, the soul, and the body. We're going to lean more towards body because we tend to not deal with physical health. Now, when it comes to divine health, it involves the entire man, so we're going to deal with each portion. We want to emphasize God's will and his empowerment for us to be in health in our physical, the physical portion of us, our body. Well, we cannot do his work without our bodies. As soon as our bodies leave here, our spirits have to go as well. So we cannot be here illegally. We have to have a body and be here on this earth realm. The purpose of this series is to empower you, the leaders within the body of Christ, to walk in the healthy and whole manner that God wills and designed for you to live in. The healthy and whole manner that God wills and designed for you to live in. The objective is to encourage you, the leaders within the body of Christ, to reestablish in your life the knowledge and the will, the motive, the passion to live in this way by revisiting what the scripture contains concerning health and wholeness, God's way. Our goal is to contribute to positioning you to living in this very way, this way of divine health and wholeness. Our core scripture is 3 John. We know this very well. 3 John, verse 2. I know there's only one chapter in 3 John. Verse 2 reads, Beloved, in the KJV, King James Version, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. The Amplified Version reads as this, Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in every way and that your body may keep well, even as I know your soul keeps well and prospers. Leaving here before the promise, 120 years, many, too many, kingdom leaders have left here by common fears and diseases, healing but not healed, teaching health but not living healthy, testing God with foolish choices that they call faith actions. His will is for your life to be in health. Even after providing the empowerment for this, we have remained sick and frail and doubtful, calling our poor confessions hopeful. But hear today the heart of God. Hear today the prosperity and success designed for your lives and divine health so that you may empower the congregation to do the same. As I said before, if we have not reached a plateau or a place of conversion, a place of persuasion, as the scripture says, being persuaded in our own minds, we cannot lead the congregation to do the same. We can only take them where we stand. As Jesus said, after you're converted, strengthen your brother. Those who have studied and or have been in combat understand that to conquer an enemy, it is most beneficial to the opponent to find the enemy's weak points and make them as vulnerable as possible. The enemy of Christ and his church, you know, is the devil, seeks to create and increase as much as possible a vulnerability in the church's defense. As workers with our God and Father, we, the kingdom leaders, the pastors of our churches, the bishops over churches, the prophets of the body of Christ, the teachers of the body of Christ, the evangelists of the body of Christ, the business leaders of the faith world, we must work out what He, God, has worked in us, as Philippians, the second chapter, reminds us. This involves a fortifying of every dimension of our existence and livelihood, everything pertaining to our lives and godliness, everything pertaining to our lives and godliness. This means a fortifying and maintaining of a sound mind, a fortifying and maintaining of a vibrant, lively spirit, and a fortifying and maintaining of a healthy, prosperous body. In this series, we will reestablish the foundational truth in your heart and mind that health and wholeness is in fact and is in truth God's will, and reveal the truth that we were healed and empowered to live in divine health. Let me give you five application principles. These application principles, and I don't have principles, but principles of application, I'm going to give you some activities to do. Renew your mind. As we know, it is important for us to renew our minds, and not only the congregation, but we, the preachers, who speak the word on a weekly basis, we are to renew our minds and our personal devotion time with God. I want you to, as an activity, capture for the span of 7 days words that you, preacher, you speak, not before congregation, not even really in front of your family or friends when you're exegeting a text, trying to impress someone or trying to minister to someone. What you say in casual conversation, even to yourself. For 7 days, capture the words that you speak concerning your health, whether it's positive or negative. And at the end of those 7 days, match agreeing, if they're positive, scriptural statements and correct the scriptural statements for the negative words. Let me go over that again. Capture for the span of 7 days words that you speak concerning your health, whether positive or negative. Review at the end of those 7 days those words and match agreeing scriptural statements for the positive statements that you make and corrective scriptural statements for the negative statements that you capture from your days. Application principle number two, you must strengthen your spirit. This is simple. This is not a span of 7 days. This is period. Pray in the spirit for at least 15 minutes per day and watch how it changes things, preferably the beginning of your day. Pray in the spirit at least, that's the minimum, 15 minutes per day and watch how you are, as the scripture says, built up in your most holy faith as you pray in the Holy Ghost. Number three, condition your body. As we said before, we're dealing with the entire man. Condition your body. In conditioning your body to establish a righteous food intake in prayer and your time of talking to God, in your time of devotion, develop a healthy meal plan and enforce this immediately. So this means in your time of prayer, you're not just coming up with this with your own understanding, but you are releasing your understanding to the Holy Spirit to guide you in this area. As we know, Scripture says, if we acknowledge Him in all of our ways, He will, in those same ways, direct our path. Another conditioning of your body is the area of fitness. To establish proper fitness, develop an effective weekly exercise regimen. It can be as simple as a walk through a scenic route. Now, winter right now, depending on where you're listening to. If you're in a winter season, maybe cold, you can go inside. If you're in a warmer climate, go outside. But create even as simple as a walk today. Establish a proper fitness regimen and develop an effective weekly exercise regimen. Number five, the final application, guard your heart. It's important for us to guard our heart, as the scripture has said. We know this, but let's now do it. Cast down every evil and negative thought. Now, first principle, we dealt with renewing the mind. As we renew our mind and we view exactly how are we thinking, and then combating those with positive thoughts, take it even further and cast down these evil thoughts that you're seeing at how you're thinking, pulling them down and replacing them with whatsoever is, the scripture says, true, whatsoever is honest, what's just, what is pure, what are those lovely thoughts that you should be thinking, what's of good report, what is of virtue and what is of praise. The scripture says, let us think on these things. To establish the first portion of this theory, we must understand that health and wholeness is, in fact, God's will. We see this in Scripture multiple times in not only the Old Covenant, but in the New Covenant, that it was God's will and is God's will for His people and His children to be healthy. If we look again in our core Scripture, 3 John verse 2, we see that from the words of John to Gaius, and he is a church leader, and the congregation that he was over, the body of people, of believers that he was over, this is his prayer towards them. And as we know, scripture is given by inspiration of the Spirit of God, so we can and do take this as God's will for us as his church, that we may prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. We in the scripture can take it in twofold. We do see that the soul prosperity, or in context, the person that this is spoken to directly, their soul was already prospering. John spoke to Gaius and those that were with him, that he got word that they were walking in truth. And he said the very words, and I believe it's verse 3 into verse 4, that he loves to hear his children walking in truth, which we know also is the heart of God. As we walk in truth and are authentic and are transparent in the presence of God, and not only the presence of God, but in the presence of men, we have a soundness about our lives. It starts in our mind. We're not lying to ourselves, we won't lie to people. And as we're not lying to people, we're not lying to God. And as we are honest, not only with ourselves, but to God and to people, with honesty and authenticity of that type of lifestyle, it affects our whole man. We see this in the Old Testament when it speaks of as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. We see that the prosperity of the soul directly affects the prosperity of every area of our lives. Also, we see in the scripture that it is the will of God and the heart of God that we prosper entirely and that we be in health. What exactly does that mean? Looking up the definition of health, we find in its definition that health is the general condition of the body or mind with reference to soundness, there goes that word again, and vigor. Vigor, I also interchange to vitality, vital, lively, full of life, full of vibrance. Also, it talks about freedom from disease or illness. Freedom from disease or ailment. In this country, the United States, now this is an international broadcast, many of us with our history classes, world history, for those of you international, I'm sure you know things concerning the United States. It is considered a power a superpower as far as countries and continents are concerned, and the citizens of this country are considered free persons. We have liberties that we have rights to. We are free of certain types of captivity. We are free from certain abuses by the supposed state. It's not always in that case because some people do not obey the law and some people do not enforce the law properly. But we, according to the Constitution, are free from certain captivities, free from certain treatments. To be free from something, to be free from a certain type of treatment or free from a certain type of occurrence or affliction means to never have to deal with it. Even if it approaches you, you do not have to accept it. I am an African-American female. I have the right to vote. If I go, I'm a registered voter, if I go to a voting post and someone tries to refuse my vote, I have to have the right to appeal it immediately because I have the right to vote. I am free from being denied my right to vote. As a child of God, God has designed and willed for us to be in divine health. Freedom from disease, freedom from ailment is ours. If cancer comes knocking on our door, we do not have to answer. Diabetes comes knocking on our door, whether it's hereditary or not, because of the will of God, the power of God that is invested in us, we do not have to answer that call. No matter how many doctors and specialists are saying that it's hereditary, that you're going to deal with this, and your children, they have to deal with this, your children are going to have the trait, your grandchildren, you do not have to believe that report. We are redeemed from the curse of the law, as we see in Galatians, and that's what we're going to deal with in this series. I want to establish tonight an assurance to help empower you to be assured that this is, in fact, and in truth, God's will. It's something that we don't talk about in our church. We talk about God as a healer, and we talk about Him wanting us healed. So what about a lifestyle of this? What about a lifestyle of not being sick? If a cold tries to settle into my body, it doesn't have but a few hours to go. If that, if any type of pain or ailment tries to settle my body, I come in agreement with my husband or a prayer partner and rebuke that thing immediately. It has no place in my body. To operate in the will of God, to operate in the ministry that God has called me and those who are connected with me to, we cannot be sick. We don't have time to be sick. Preachers, you know this as a fact. It is very difficult to minister when you are in pain. We literally have to release ourselves and lean totally on the Spirit of God, allow Him. Many of us, I've heard many testimonies. I've heard many stories concerning preachers, teachers, evangelists that were dealing with an ailment. And while they were speaking, they literally had to depend on God in a way they've never had before. And they had faith for the grace to rest on them, and they not have the pain during the time of ministering, but then afterwards it hits them 10 times more. It doesn't have to be that way. We can live in health, and we can condition our bodies in a way where we can operate in our ministries without it being an issue. And that's what we want to establish in this series. We see that in the definition of health, that there is freedom from disease and ailment, and that is the will of God. It is the will of God that we prosper in our health. Prosperity deals with wholeness. It deals with peace. It deals with soundness. We know that the scripture says that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but He's given us the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. He's given us the spirit of love, power of love, and of a sound mind. In the spirit of power, we live our lives in victory. In the spirit of love, we're able to relate to each other and to God in the way that He's designed it to be. And with a sound mind, it sets the tone for our entire lives and our ministry when our minds are sound. Many of us are dealing with mind battles, and that affects our body, our health, every aspect of our lives. And the will of God is for us to be sound in those areas. Now, let's go back to the beginning. We understand in the beginning that God created us, not only in His image, but in His likeness. So we reflect Him, and we are Him. We are His Son. We have His likeness. Our spirit sourced from Him. Our very being sourced from Him. God is whole. God is pure. God is holy. And He has created us to be in that way. If you turn real quick in your Bible to the book of Genesis, and we look at the text, we see and the King James Version of the scripture says, "And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." It be in dominion, have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the cattle, every creeping thing. 27. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him, male and female created He them. We both genders are created in His image and in His likeness. We reflect what He looks like. We reflect who He is. And who He is holy. Holiness involves wholeness. Wholeness in every aspect. God is triune, and so are we. We are body, soul, and spirit. God, the Godhead, consists of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You never see them split. They always operate as one. None of them are broken. None of them are sick. The only time there was any type of sickness that touched the Godhead was the Son on the cross. But we see that the Spirit departed the body because of the sacrifice that was being made. That's a whole other teaching, a whole other discussion. But we see that the only time there was any contact with in Christ God was the body of Jesus, the sins that He bore our sickness, which we see. Let's go to that scripture. Let's go to Isaiah. Jesus on that call. I'm sorry, let's go to 1 Peter. 1 Peter 2:24. King James Version reads, "Who His own self bare our sins." We also know our iniquities, our ailments, "in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed." So the healing has already taken place. Why are we now expecting God to continue to heal and heal and heal and heal and heal? Why not believe God for health? Why not believe God for control over our eating habits? Why not believe God for control over our schedule? We are like Him and we are His Son, but we are not to be everywhere at the same time. We are not to do everything for everybody. We are one person. We're joined with Him. We're joined with Christ. We have all His power. We have all spiritual blessings. You know, all of these scriptures do apply to us. And at the same time, we are not omnipresent as he is. That's why he is. That's why he sent his son to die on the cross so we wouldn't have to. There was one last Adam. There was one eternal sacrifice, Christ himself. He sits on the right hand of God and interceding for us. He's interceding for us so that we don't have to do the things that we suffer ourselves to all the time. We suffer ourselves, we bear needless pain, as the hymn says. What a friend we have in Jesus. But what needless pain we bear. Preachers, we are not omnipresent. We have access to God. He is in us, and he is all-powerful, but we in ourselves are not. So we must, as Scripture says, Father, teach us to number our days. That must be our prayer, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. Wisdom says, at a certain time tonight, I'm going to say God bless you, have the smile upon you, and go home to my spouse, go to sleep so that I can be refreshed for the next morning. God is the one that never sleeps nor slumbers. We need sleep, preachers. We need recreation. We need proper food. We need rest. And it's up to us to enter into his rest. It's up to us to rest properly, physically, soulishly. Sometimes you just need a break. When is the last time you took a sabbatical? Even if it was just for a couple of hours, just getting away from it all. You're spending time in prayer. When's the last time you really heard him? You were preaching off of energy from 2 years ago. That's just foolish. You have to recreate. You have to get rest. It is God's will for us to be rested. It's God's will for us to operate properly and not off of caffeine or off of whatever you're operating off of outside of what he will for us to operate off of. Tonight, we were a little short. I just wanted to set a tone for where we're going with this. The first part we're going to deal with even further, that it is God's will for us to be in hell. We're going to deal with a few more scriptural texts and also give some examples and deal with the errors that we have in our preaching and in our lives, practices that we have. And we kind of dealt with that tonight. We touched the surface. We're going to deal with the errors of practices that we have as preachers and lack of delegating and training persons. And it ultimately comes from our lack of trust in God. The more we trust God, we're able to hear him as far as his direction on who is really with us and who we can train to do the various things that we really should not have to do. Delegating properly, training people, trusting the people that God has given you, trusting the people that God has given you, trusting the people that God has given you so that you do not get burnt out. We'll come back with a couple of statistics of the amount of preachers that burn out even recently and the unnecessary deaths. We talked about that briefly in the introduction. It's so time out for that. We've really just got to get things straight concerning our eating habits, concerning our lifestyle habits, particularly with our spouses, spending time with our families, making sure things are in order. It's this order that's causing the problems that we have. And as we bring order to our lives, we can effectively minister. Just imagine the power that's emulated through your ministry right now, even with the things that you know, as I've been speaking, are in disorder. As you bring order to them, just imagine the multiplicity of power that will come to your life and to your ministry as you put these things into practice. So tonight, Father, I thank you for those that are hearing this broadcast. Father, I thank you for those who their hearts are with you. They love you. However, they have been in error concerning their livelihoods and practices. They've had good intentions, of bad habits. And now we release ourselves through this broadcast that starts a new regimen of releasing ourselves to you for God's intentions and your will, your divine will for our health, for our prosperity, for every aspect of our lives. In Jesus' name, and I thank you, Father, that the enemy is being defeated, has been defeated, and is continuing through the manifestation of specific things in our ministries and our lives, in the couples, the marriages that are represented in the audience that I'm praying over right now. I thank you that you're strengthening our marriages as we renew our minds and as we change our thinking and our habits and the way we go about things, spending more time with you, spending more time with our family, doing what you have for us to do and not just what we want to do for you, but what you will for us to do. In Jesus' name, amen. We love you in Urban Glory campaign. You can always, as you know, send it tomorrow, and I think they've updated it to where in a few hours you can archive this MP3. Come back to blogtalkradio.com/USWAT right now. It will soon be a whole new face of Rhema Remnant Radio, where you can simply Google our founder's name, LaVaughn Breland, LaVaughn, Breland, BRELAND, or Urban Glory Campaigns, and you'll find all our websites, all our web presentations. Facebookers, you can find us on Facebook, Twitterers, however you want to put it. You can find us on twitter.com/urban_glory. Follow us on Twitter. You'll get regular updates when we're on the air, when we're having events, what's going on with the organization. We are beginning a new recruiting. If you're interested in helping and serving a kingdom organization, you've heard this broadcast, you like what you hear, you're encouraged by what you hear. If you, a loved one, someone you know, if you don't have the time in the pastors, preachers, fathers, we our time, we need to manage our time. We're still getting to that point of Father help us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. There are family members, anyone that you know needs to hook up with the organization like this that is innovative and vibrant and a weekly doing things, have them call 641-715-3800 extension 2966445. Leave their information with ministry representatives and we will contact them and go from there. Training, there's love, there's plenty that can be benefited as well as contributed by them and to them in working with this ministry. That's it for tonight. Have a great night. We will be back on Thursday. We will talk about practicum of ministry. We will talk about practical ministry matters. Have a great night. And be up tomorrow. Rest well. Spend time with your spouse, you are married. Sleep well. And tell your kids and your loved ones that Urban Glory Campaign says hello. And you have a good night. And we will see you on Thursday. Bye-bye.